Hi, welcome back to the podcast. This is Commas and Periods with your host, Brenton.
Heaven.
And, okay, that was quick, but you know, that works this time. I'm happy that you actually said your name.
Heaven, your host.
Okay.
Brenton, your...
And just like you to
special guest.
We have two special guests with us today. One you may recognize from an earlier podcast.
You probably won't recognize his face because you can't see it, but his voice.
I didn't say anything about his face, did I? Did
I say anything about him? You just said recognize. I wanted to specify.
I
he's very
that.
Forgettable.
Nobody told you to speak. You
it's
can't
not
speak
your
until
turn.
You are introduced. Okay? We got to say your name first.
Now. Hey, y'all. I'm Rain.
Okay.
I'm another guest.
just
on the podcast.
That's fine.
Well.
Me and Tata on the mic. We taking over Heaven and Brenton's podcast for today. Beck all them.
Stop yelling, Beck. That was Rain, one of our special guests, and the other special guest
is again Tahir. Yeah. Hi, welcome you guys.
Welcome back.
Don't say welcome.
Welcome, Brenton.
Welcome
and Heaven
to your show.
What is going on right now?
Me and Tahir's podcast.
This is okay. Yeah, so we wanted to bring them on because Rain's an interesting character. She's fake. And,
excuse me.
I think that's what your horoscope even said, right? Didn't when your friends were reading it?
Yeah, don't play me. Talking about wishy-washy. I may be wishy-washy, but I ain't two-faced. Don't play me.
I don't know about that.
Don't play me, Brenton.
You already been played.
Your mom. Anyways,
we're not going to
does anyone believe in horoscopes out there? If you do, comment right now. We could talk about it because
this
is live.
Okay.
It's live.
It will be live.
We live.
Here we go. We got a comment right now. It says... There's no comments. It's not live.
We are not live, actually.
Unbelievable. You're going to be too distracted. Put your phone down. Thank you. So, Rain, how's your life going?
It's an interview.
It's an interview.
We're
That's
asking
what
the hard
we're here
hitting
for.
Questions.
Then we're back. Rain, how are you doing today?
You're annoying. I don't like being put on the spot. I get shy.
I'm so sorry. Let's give you guys a little background on Rain. Okay, she has a Snapchat account, and on this Snapchat,
everybody follow me at Rainito with two O's.
She really just wanted to be on the Snap
on the podcast
so she could put her Snapchat handle
and my Instagram Rainito with only one O though.
Yeah.
Twitter as well, Rainito with only one O and an underscore at the end.
She does not post hood rat stuff all the time.
Just most of the time.
Yeah, she's a character. She's fake on her Snapchat. She's a great storyteller. So I'm hoping that she's going to tell us some stories today.
They don't have to be true, Rain.
I'm not fake, guys. Okay. So let's get that out of our heads
give
right now.
Give us one of your famous stories.
Just my stories.
Just follow
fake.
Me on Snap. You'll find out.
It's a little sneak peek.
Was there anything you want to talk about specifically today? I mean, anything on your mind? Aside from people, don't mention. Don't, please don't do that. Yeah, don't mention that.
Yeah. I can't think of any topics off.
I mean, if you don't have anything, I know that there was something that I wanted to address. It was Chick-fil-A.
Okay. Chick-fil-A. It's a great place.
It is a great place. Actually, I take that back. Mm. Chick-fil-A is okay.
Okay.
Okay? They have great food. Their morals are not on point. But Heaven... Mm. Previously said that she does not support Chick-fil-A, but she eats that shit every single day.
Every day is
How?
An exaggeration.
So
How
what
do
is
you
the part
that?
That you
That's
don't
the real
support.
Question.
Right.
Wow.
Why don't you support Chick-fil-A?
I think everyone knows why I don't support it.
Okay. No,
but
the
you
people
eat
don't.
It.
Sure they do.
So
hey,
how
Serena,
do
you trying to get in on this?
Stop trying to divert the conversation. I
We're talking
hear,
about Chick-fil-A?
Yes, and why you don't support it.
Or how don't you support it when you eat it? What part don't you support then?
The buns and the straws. I hate the straws that are red, right?
I'm obviously in denial about their stance on some
gay rights?
Controversial
you can say that.
Topics.
That's fine.
I don't know.
Heaven
don't
doesn't
know.
Like the fact that Chick-fil-A doesn't support gay rights. Is that what it is?
Yep.
I mean, the corporations, they don't have to force themselves to like something that
they
know,
don't.
Isn't true to their...
No, they don't. That's why I don't support them. But...
I don't support them either, but they make some good goddamn chicken.
Yes, they do, and fries.
Wait, how do you not
and
support
lemonade.
Someone, but you...
No.
Okay.
Hey, you shop at
so
Walmart.
You don't support them, but you patronize them.
You shop at Walmart, don't you?
I try
you?
Not to.
Okay.
I try not to spend my own money there.
I don't care their stance on any social thing.
Agreed,
I
hear.
Yeah.
What does Walmart do that we don't
What is Walmart? It's a store.
Yeah, but
they, why, you know what Target
they sell Walmart, walls?
Don't play me.
Target, they sell Targets.
And why, wait, why did you bring up Walmart, though?
Because Walmart's trash.
Oh, I thought you were saying because
they don't they stuff. Don't pay their employees good enough. They don't give their women time off for having babies.
Do they really?
No. I don't know. I'm just talking out my ass right now.
We're making up stuff.
It's they, probably they it's kill probably,
babies.
It's probably true stuff. Who knows? I do research on it myself. I'm just talking, but yeah, I guarantee there are some stuff that Walmart does that's not that's props, not chill.
Maybe.
Yeah, but Chick-fil-A for one, yeah, they make some good chicken.
They do.
So fries. I don't care if they don't really
lemonade.
Listen, I think the chicken's okay.
What?
I just it's like that Chick-fil-A fries.
Sauce.
It's
yeah.
The sauce.
Yeah. I think gross. There's like drugs in it or something.
Comment
because
below
honestly,
if you think Chick-fil-A sauce. Hold on. Comment below if you think Chick-fil-A
I'm
sauce
sorry,
is
can somebody cut
sick.
His mic off?
Disgusting.
Like, sickening. Ooh, it's so
off.
Good. It's sick.
I
oh,
barf.
Wow.
It tastes whoa. Like horseradish whoa. And ketchup.
Are all y'all dissing together. Chick-fil-A
no,
sauce
no,
right
no,
now?
I'm saying he's trash.
I love
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Chick-fil-A
sauce.
Tell us all about your Chick-fil-A sauce.
Chick-fil-A sauce is fire.
Let me tell you. Sick. I think I'm 99% sure there's drugs in it because I did not like Chick-fil-A.
Please.
I hated it,
hold
actually.
On, hold on. Wait, wait.
And
tell
until
me why.
I decided one day I'm going to try the sauce, and I did. And since that day, I can't stop eating it.
Tell me why we're forever going to Chick-fil-A and we always ask, extra sauce, please? And we
and
got like
a
freaking tray of sauce in the fridge.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to do is create a bottle of it so that way I don't have to go there anymore.
Nah, I guarantee
then I just
stuff
have the
expires,
sauce
because like,
that's why I want
to
go.
Really? I just love the fries. That's really why I like to go.
The fries don't taste like anything.
In their sauce, they do.
Yeah, with the sauce.
Yes,
see, it's the sauce.
So, but I'm
I
saying,
can make my own motherfreaking fries.
Nah. They're with their
it
fries.
It ain't
going to
be the same.
Good.
Yeah, it's the waffle fries.
Yes.
Too. I can make waffle fries.
Not like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
sure
I
can.
Yeah,
I just need to get a waffle fry cutter.
Okay.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
They should bottle
and,
that sauce.
Well, I mean, potatoes also.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear
that
about
is part
when
of it.
McDonald's bottled the Mac sauce and we're giving out like bottles of that shit?
No, that sounds disgusting.
Not. What? McDonald's Mac sauce is bomb.
No,
Thousand Island.
I don't eat McDonald's.
It's
secret.
Island.
Actually, they let
He's
me in on
Thousand
it.
Island.
It's Thousand Island. That's exactly what Mac sauce is. They sell
so
it at every grocery store.
You can actually go to the store and buy Mac sauce.
Yeah.
They call it Thousand Island there.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think they mix in with it to make it so good?
Really?
Ketchup.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. You're making it nasty for me. I don't want it no more.
They also have their Sriracha Mac sauce now. So.
I don't know if that's going to be... I haven't tasted it, and I don't think it's going to be any good.
I
have you on the toilet.
I don't like either
bit.
Of those things.
Yeah.
So.
Kind of weird.
Who knows?
Speaking of sauce.
So, too much sauce.
Too much sauce.
Got too much sauce.
Too much sauce.
Is that a song?
Yes.
Too
can
much
we talk
sauce.
About dumbass songs?
Like that
we
one.
Can talk or about dumbass songs.
Let's talk about
too
dumbass
much
songs.
Sauce.
Yeah.
Because I'm sick of listening to the radio. Even like pop songs. Mm. Pop songs. A lot of rap songs are stupid nowadays. Mm. People all think they're rappers. No diss
does
to the
anyone
rappers
else notice that when Brenton says words with the S, he whistles through his teeth? Anyone else notice that?
He's a lisper.
I don't think I've noticed that.
No, that's not lisp.
All right, so just continue talking, but just listen to Brenton actually talk.
No, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to change my voice now because you're talking about my voice.
No.
No, I'm not going to.
We should all change our voices.
Oh, that's a good idea there.
Oh, God, please no.
Sorry,
don't
I'm
do
trash
it.
At accents.
Don't do
so.
It.
No, I'm going to talk like this from now on.
No, how about we don't?
I don't know what accent that is, but...
Okay, it's not one.
Oh, I have a
okay,
really good
wait, hold on, time out. Before we continue going, can you guys put your devices on Do Not Disturb? Because I forgot to put my MacBook on it, and I just got a notification and made a noise.
I just put it on silent, actually.
Does your... Well, we just got an email.
just no, says... Not with me. That's a good one. There you go. Thank you.
Like your phone devices, you can put
what
on like...
What accent is this? Someone help me.
It's not
British.
An accent.
Right, well,
so
I have a really good southern accent.
Stop it.
I just can't... Once I start talking in an accent, I can't stop. So it's going to happen until it goes away.
I can't go into a southern or country accent without being
hold
racist.
Hold on. So. It's coming.
Hold on.
What the freak?
Okay. All right. It's not going insane.
You got to talk in a country accent and then it will kick in.
I'm not
going to. Yeah. So what?
Well,
wow.
Wow.
Hold the mic up too.
That was on Horrible Bosses too. The funniest movie
okay,
ever.
Okay, that movie is hilarious.
Hilarious.
Are you going to get into your accent?
No. I'm going to talk regular.
Now you sound like Rebel Wilson.
Hold on, it's going to go away. All right, I'm good now. See, look, I'm talking normal. This is normal. This is my normal voice.
This is very, very normal. Yeah. Keep it up. Keep it up.
All right, here we go. All
right, stay there.
No, stop.
Stop it.
Stop.
Stop it. Stop it. Bloody stop it.
Stupid song lyrics.
Stupid song lyrics.
Yeah.
Stupid songs.
Hip-hop,
pop songs.
All songs. Too much sauce. Brenton really hates that one song by...
Maroon 5.
What song is
no,
that?
No, I was going to say Chainsmokers and...
Oh, I don't like Chainsmokers at all.
One Republic.
Is that who it is?
One Republic has a repetitive like style too, which can kind of get annoying. Mm. Their stuff is kind of catchy, but I'm off of it.
I like Chainsmokers.
Chainsmokers are kind of annoying. I don't like the song they did with Coldplay. I think they played Coldplay.
Coldplay, that's who it was. Yeah.
What song
Coldplay
was that?
Coldplay is a
not
rock
One
group.
Republic.
No, what song was it?
It was like, Superman had his cape and Batman had a symbol on his chest. That's, I don't know the lyrics to this song.
That's but, a good one.
That's why it's
yeah,
stupid song.
That I guarantee, it was Superman, right? Superhero? I think that's the name of the song.
That's dumb.
I'll be your hero.
No?
Nope.
Isn't that,
I don't know who that is.
Who is that, Heaven?
I just know it.
Okay, that's Enrique Iglesias, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think so.
I can be your hero, baby.
It's not like he has an accent. That it's to a that. Girl.
That is definitely a man.
Girl,
I'm 99% sure that it's Cher.
That is not.
She can be your hero, baby. Oh, Brenton did a Cher impression earlier when you switched your voice up.
Oh, you did.
That's very accurate.
That was Cher?
Yeah. Very close to it.
I gotta rewind that back and listen to that. That sounds.
She's supposed to be in Vegas soon, isn't she?
She's not dead?
No.
Oh, wow.
Cher?
What? That's what Aunt Belinda said the other day.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course she's not dead.
Didn't Sunny? Of course. Sunny died. I remember when Sunny died, her husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is
she? Yeah.
80 that was a terrible
thing. She's not old. She's like 70 something.
Why is she performing?
Gladys Knight still performs.
Why is she performing?
How old is Gladys Knight?
Probably in her 70s or 80s. Anita Baker, Aretha Franklin, all of them perform still. They be spending money in Vegas.
Alive?
They got to make that money.
I didn't know Aretha Franklin was still alive.
Aretha Franklin's still alive. Do you know who Aretha Franklin is?
Yes, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Come on now.
Yeah, that talk about stupid song lyrics.
He tried to get into it. It didn't go down.
All right, let's talk about dumbass artists or with the stupid song lyrics. Who else?
Okay. Lil Uzi.
We got Chainsmokers.
He's
got
the
Lil
devil
Uzi.
Now. I used to like Lil Uzi.
Oh, is that the dude that like kneel down and start like, if all you motherfuckers won't talk to me again, I'm gonna slit your throats and
wow.
And your
see, I didn't even know about that.
Wow. Oh,
but I just saw on his Instagram how he started posting upside down crosses and 666.
I don't
on
know
everything.
If this is the same guy, but wasn't he the guy from the rap battle or not rap battle? They did some kind of like cipher or something.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
It was
about.
A bunch of dudes. It was a bunch of people in a room, and the room was colorful. Whatever it was. But they were all rapping, and then it came to this one dude, and you guys had to have to see in the video.
I promise you I haven't.
So I don't listen to rap music like that, so no.
I don't either, but it's been flying around the internet.
I don't watch videos. I don't watch anything.
We should watch it right now.
No, I'm okay.
It's right really
now.
Crazy.
We should have watched it before. It's too late now. Now we're in the middle
okay,
of the conversation.
Okay, well, I'll describe a little bit. The dudes were all rapping, whatever, and then it came time for this
if
one
if you know
dude,
what we're
which
talking
is probably the
about,
same guy.
Comment below.
It's probably the same guy, but... He ended up, like, it was his turn to rap, mm-hmm. And he had the mic. He just kneeled down and started saying a bunch of crazy shit. And wow. I swear to God, the other dude should have just got him ran out the room.
What did he
that's
look
wild.
Like?
I have
he
no
have
idea.
Dreads?
I didn't watch the video. I just I saw somebody's
wait,
reaction
what the
to
heck?
It.
How yeah, do you know just... this?
I saw this video. We should watch it right now. Oh, I never seen
I
it.
I never
seen
the video.
I
never seen it.
I saw people's reaction to the video. So
that's your host, folks.
They kind of... Well, fuck you too. They kind of had the video in like a corner of the screen so you can see it in a YouTube video. Yeah.
Okay.
You should watch
so
it.
So you saw the video then?
Yeah, I mean, I can find it right now.
No, it's okay. It's not that important.
It's not to watch it.
We'll watch it after.
I don't know what to say. Do I say crazy ass black rapper?
No, I don't think that's
then
what you said.
You would get a full list. Right. Let's not do that.
There's so many ways that could go, so many places. So I think
let's
probably
try.
Don't.
Nope.
It's the first one that came up. Oh my gosh, look at that.
Imagine. Is it Kodak Black?
Oh, yeah. He's pretty brazy.
Could very well be Kodak.
Just kidding.
No. You, speaking
I
of Kodak.
I hate when people say that.
I don't I feel it like it was
and,
Kodak.
Well, didn't they just have some, like, whatever.
I feel like it could have been Uzi.
Uzi? What's his name? How you spell that?
Little Uzi. L-I-L-U-Z-I.
Oh, I'm going to say what? Uzi. Uzi-Y?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Kyle.
Spears?
How you spell it again, right?
Uzi. Kyle.
Super duper Kyle.
I love Kyle. His
I spy
music.
With my little
Have you heard the song Doubt It?
Okay, I've only heard the song I Spy, and I only listened to that song
for the beginning.
Little Boat's
Little
Yachty.
That's not Little Boat.
He calls him Little Boat.
Lil Boat.
Says, thanks, Lil Boat. That's what I'm here for.
You never heard the song? If you think about it, I feel like that means he has a little peepee.
Lil Boat is the name of one of his albums, actually.
No, but
Lil Boat is the name of Lil Yachty's album.
Talk about boats and the oceans and
stuff. Lil Yachty, Lil Boat.
Nah, I think it's my idea.
That video makes me uncomfortable, though, because they're, like, big heads on little bodies.
I Spy?
Yeah.
Never seen it. But Doubt It is a good song.
I Doubt It.
That's what it's called. You should listen to it.
I don't want to. I'm okay.
You said Doubt It.
Speaking of Kyle, let's talk about how Heaven went to go visit the Spears and didn't invite nobody yesterday.
Brenton
was
there.
Salty. I was there.
Brenton
took
us
yesterday.
We took them to Yard House.
Jamila Tata.
You guys went to the gym. When we came back, time. You guys weren't here.
Yeah, it's true.
We were going to invite you guys, but you guys weren't here.
Who went to dinner?
I didn't even think about inviting you guys.
Yeah, because you guys suck. Can't even
lie. I was lying myself.
Well, sorry. I don't have to lie to kick it. No one was even thinking about you.
What is he doing?
I don't know. That was weird.
Flat line.
Put your phone
you
down.
You didn't invite us.
I'm sorry.
I was Googling that song. Gonna play it for them.
Where are you?
Oh, play it. It's a good song.
We'll listen to it after.
Yeah, we can't.
It's literally on.
It's literally.
Literally, Kim, you're being
It's literally called Doubt It.
I didn't even know.
You guys, go listen to the song if you have not heard that song yet. It's called Doubt It by Kyle.
Strawberry soda. I'll have the orange soda. Have you seen that video? Comment below. I'm just gonna say comment below.
Comment
for
below
everything.
For everything. If
comment
you're
below
if you're watching
if
this
comment below.
Video, comment
this?
Below.
If you're listening
this
to this,
video.
It's not a video.
Comment
if you're
below.
Listening to this,
yes.
Comment below. And if you see any comments below, you should probably
comment
below
also.
Yeah,
it could be a video.
Nah.
It could. You know, the setting is definite. Yeah. The aesthetic is amazing. You guys should see this.
I feel like your guys' topics
on
the other days that I wasn't in this were way more lit.
Do you want a topic?
Yeah. Tell us what
to talk about.
Yeah,
let's talk about you. Let's talk about your baby. How's Faith?
She's great.
Oh,
Faith is great.
Faith, that's a good topic.
How old is Faith now?
She'll be 4 months
on Friday. She's 16 years old.
Yeah, she looks like it. But she'll be 4 months in 3 days.
16 years old?
Yeah.
2 days.
In 2 days?
She'll be 4 months.
Wow.
I know.
Time She's a flew. Big baby for 4 months, actually.
Anyone want to be a stepfather? Yeah. Just kidding.
Oh.
Ooh, hello.
Wow.
Taking applications.
0 to 100.
Please, email.
Real quick.
Snapchat her. You guys heard of Snapchat.
You guys heard
of
Snapchat.
In order to be the stepfather, though, you have to go to a wine and painting night with me because I'm still trying to find people to go with.
That's the like the application process.
At Pinot's Palette.
Pinot's Palette.
The interview process.
It's great.
The interview process.
Yes.
You have to pay also.
That's how we know you financially stable and like you can take care of the baby.
Yeah, because you can pay for paint and wine.
Right.
He must got it like that.
Exactly.
And then you go to Islands for dinner.
Yeah, right.
Amazing.
Actually, but you take Tahir to Islands because I don't like Islands. And then, after Islands, you take me to
Yard House.
Yes. For dessert and
I want to go to that too. Actually,
okay, so, you take me and Brenton.
So you guys go paint, have your wine. You take Tahir to Islands. Then you turn right around, leave some room in your stomach because you're going to Yard House, and we're gonna have some dessert and.
And this is all the application process.
And then after you pass all of those tests, then you can meet Rain.
Then you can meet Rain.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Rain's impressed by
you. If she decides that she likes you, then you can meet Faith.
Then you can meet Faith.
Yeah. And then that's when you meet Faith, that's when you become the stepdad.
Yeah. The moment you meet her is you're signing adoption papers.
Mm-hmm. And goddamn it, the first time you fuck up, you out. You out. Okay, you look at another. You look at me sideways. You out. We gonna find somebody else.
If you
else.
Have a problem paying for dessert, then you're out.
Oh, and by the way, the application fee is $500, and that's up front. So
and you pay that. Beginning. You write that in a check. You sign it out to
cash only. Cash only. Cash only.
We gotta make sure that they have a bank account. So
that's true.
Oh,
you need to give us a voided check.
So we need your debit card also.
We're all looking for a sugar daddy, but it's
no.
I don't think I'm on the market for one of those. Oh. But.
Well, I mean, I'll take a sugar daddy with no sugar.
I mean,
you can get the sugar.
A Splenda daddy.
A Splenda daddy. I want a sugar-free diet right now.
Right, exactly. No. But I still need the money. So.
Hey, are you guys drinking your water?
Absolutely. Nurse Tap told us to
drink more water.
Nurse Tap, year round.
Drink water.
Yeah.
Make new friends.
That was a plug.
Keep the old
Arrowhead Water sponsoring.
No, I wasn't. No,
shout out Nurse Pat. Shout out Nurse Pat.
Arrowhead Water is not sponsoring.
That was a plug from Corey, from Mike Corey.
Mike Corey.
Drink more water. That's his slogan.
Yeah, that is.
He made hats.
Mm-hmm. I saw it on Snapchat.
Yeah. Some bullshit.
How are those selling?
They're probably selling good.
Drink more water.
I'm sure because we talked about that.
This dude
the other day.
This dude travels. He traveled from half. Where does he live?
He lives in Baltimore, I think.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah, that's where Baltimore is.
So he traveled from
the capital,
whatever the fuck, Baltimore. And he came all the way to California for a party with his cat.
For his cat. Is his cat even coming?
It better be lit.
So.
Sebastian better be there.
We should go, guys.
Listening to this, tickets? Which I doubt you are.
$15?
That's not bad.
It's not.
That's kind of expensive. Is it a house party?
No, it's in a warehouse.
It's at a warehouse?
Ooh, no, I don't fuck with that.
No, it's actually lit. I've been to a couple of parties that Dante Mack has thrown.
Who the fuck is Dante Mack?
Dante Mack's going. He's another Vine famous
person. Wait, I thought you'd never heard of that person.
I was trying to explain who Dante Mack was to you. You never heard of that person.
You know, you're right. Yeah.
Wow.
I was thinking.
Right, exactly.
Confused.
Mm-hmm. All the way backwards.
I was thinking of something else. Someone else.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sorry.
That was heaven.
That was heaven. Your host.
Co.
That's how I welcome you. What else? Anything?
Rain?
Did we ever finish talking about stupid songs? I feel like we didn't.
We never did. We never even went into that.
Yeah, really. We even started the conversation. Like songs.
Anyways, since you mentioned stupid, and then tangent.
Tangent.
We can talk about tangents. When I tell a story, I promise you, every time I tell a story, you guys, any of my friends, whenever I try to get into telling a story, I just go off on, I'll tell maybe the first like section of it, and I'll go off on a tangent on that topic, talk for another 5 minutes, come back to my story, another section, tangent, and then, you know, like right now.
So you're not really giving a storyline, you're giving like a story, like a story.
You know what that means?
Sonogram.
That means
something.
That my mind is everywhere.
No.
I tell stories, but the tangent is always unrelated.
The right word? There's a medical
to the story.
There's a medical
what the right word is.
Oh,
it's called ADD.
ADHD. Yeah. He's trying to diagnose me on the podcast right now.
I am a doctor.
Thank you.
He's taking notes on all of us. What you didn't know this podcast was a psychological test.
No, but honestly,
that's what it is.
Tahir, I understand what you're saying because I do this shit all the time, and it's annoying as fuck. I could be talking about something, and then I sidetrack and start talking about something else, and then totally forget where the conversation was going.
Like when you forget something, and then I'm just kidding. I don't know where that was going.
And I feel like I'm wasting people's time because I'm like, damn.
I do too.
Not even staying on track.
I try to get back to where I was talking about in the first place, and I'm like,
don't
I lost
even
them.
Remember where
and
it
then,
was.
And
just walk away from the conversation.
Right. You know you lost them when they and then they're in their
right,
phone.
And they stop paying attention.
You look at them and they're typing on their phone, and you're like, and then you just feel embarrassed. Like, should I finish the story?
Right.
Should
I'm just gonna stop talking?
And then you stop, and they're like, what? And then they look up at you like, what were you saying? And it's just like, okay. Well.
I don't think that I go off on tangents, but what I do is...
You do do?
She said do do.
Yeah. Everyone does. It's okay.
I'll forget what the heck I'm talking about in the middle, and I'll just be like,
I'm going to stop talking now.
Okay, then. Or I will...
What the hell? That's a truck outside.
Aircraft.
That's weird.
That was crazy.
Yep,
she does stuff like that.
Just
there you go, right
now.
There.
I just forgot what I was gonna say.
Oh wow!
It was important.
Oh, tangent.
Well. It's not a tangent, though. I know what I was going to say. What I do is I'll be telling a story and I'll get like all the way to the end and then I'll remember like something that it's small, probably not even relevant to the whole story as a whole.
But you'll feel but like I'll be you like,
oh, and then this happened, by the way, also because I forgot to tell you that.
And then,
I do that a lot. Too.
Speaking of tangents, geometry. You remember the tangent, cosine, sine? That was the stupidest thing ever.
I liked geometry. You remember
that?
Actually,
that was probably the worst subject I've ever taken in.
Well,
why?
You haven't taken stats yet.
Because of the graphs.
Well, yeah, I never got that high, huh?
Because of graphing.
Probably.
Everything just about the hardest thing that
there. Everything was hard. Graphing algebra too.
Yeah, but it's more graphing and.
It might have been the teacher.
No, geometry is just more like shapes.
It's shapes. That's right. Yeah. Algebra 2 is graphing.
Yeah. Well, algebra in general.
Yeah, true. But I don't think I did as much in like algebra 1.
I took algebra 1 5 years in a row.
What?
Because that's, I failed it.
That's
5 years in a row.
You know what's
row.
Crazy?
Yeah, I failed it in 7th grade.
They gave it to you in 7th
grade? Failed
it
in 8th grade. Failed the second semester in 9th grade. Took
I don't understand that because you're really good in math.
No, yeah, I was just about to say that. It's crazy.
I'm
going to
tell you why.
Failed
this is
why.
Heaven
is
what
Mr. Yant saved your life.
My algebra class.
Mr. Yant, shout out to you,
Mr.
homie.
Mr. Yant was a history teacher and I didn't meet him until my junior year.
Oh, damn. Mr. Yant, I'm taking that back.
Rainstra saved your life.
My sophomore year, I failed algebra again. So my junior year, I took algebra again. And then my senior year, I took geometry and algebra 2.
She passed me in all my math classes that I've had, and she
did. Did she do your homework for you?
No, she
I tutored her.
Tutored me.
She had 5 years of practice, Rain.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I better be good at it.
So because you tutored Rain, that you stepped your game up.
No. After taking it for 5 years, I better be a pro. I better be... I should be writing algebra books right now. That's how
you should
many
be,
times
because algebra
I
books are shit.
Oh, speaking of writing books, Heaven has a book dropping very soon.
She also has one that's out now. Time heals all. Drop your email in the comment if you want the book sent to you.
It will be dropping on iTunes next
week. Actually, though, like, for reals, if you want to read it, yeah, put your email in the doobly-doo.
And it's lit.
Yeah, just
that's,
look down at the bottom.
That's what I'm calling
it'll
the comments.
I thought we already talked about
area.
This. I thought we already talked about this and said we're going to put it on Apple's.
Yes, her book is dropping on iTunes or iBooks as soon as next week. So
yeah.
Be on the lookout for that.
Okay.
Author Heaven Sanders.
Yeah. It's Heaven Leanne.
Oh, Heaven. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's nice. It's better than the first and last name.
What did you say?
Heaven Leanne.
My moniker is Heaven Leanne.
Moniker.
It's better.
I want one.
Okay,
you do. It's Ty.
Wait, what's
my
moniker
is Tanner.
Can I have one?
Ever since what's I moved mine? To
Tanner,
Newport.
Tanner Nathaniel.
Okay. Aaron. Tanner at Aaron Nathaniel McGinnis.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wait, drop it.
Oh,
last
my God.
That's what it was. Sorry.
R.I.P.
Yeah, that's not happening anymore. Tahir is single,
wow.
So any ladies on the market.
You also have to fill out an application.
Taking applications.
That one's a $600 application
fee. Right.
No, so.
Because he's really cute. Tall. The application fee.
And he doesn't have a kid, so.
I have no kids.
No children.
Bonus.
I come with zero baggage. Zero baggage. So I've, actually, let's.
He comes with no baggage.
We're not talking about the application fee that we'll talk about that upon request.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's okay. How much it is. If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Can't afford it.
So don't
on
ask.
On to the next.
Because if you can't afford it, never mind.
Oh my goodness. He wasn't joking, y'all.
I love blue eyes and.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Natural blonde hair.
Right.
So we know your type. Relax.
Relax.
Relax, Tan.
Tan skin. Mm. Okay.
Tan.
Yeah. White tan.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. All right.
Please we get on the topic? What
oh,
the heck
also,
happened
also
right
you must be into fitness.
Wow, we're still going.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't
he
want
likes
to
take
touch
long
this.
Walks on the beach.
I do love long walks on the beach.
And hikes up mountains in a goddamn.
I love hiking. I love working out. I love playing volleyball.
Anything white
football.
White related.
Anything. Anything outdoors.
Snowboarding off cliffs.
Snowboarding. Surfing.
He likes to do surfing the kind
with
of
the great white sharks.
The kind of snowboarding where they take you up in a helicopter to the top of the mountain and you jump out.
Yeah, right.
That's the kind of snowboarding.
Crazy shit. Nope. No, if you're into that, do not contact
me. He likes to go wind surfing.
Yeah.
Yachting.
Yeah.
He has boat shoes already.
I like going little yachting.
He has his own boat shoes, so you don't have to buy him any.
I do have my own boat shoes. Yeah.
He likes date nights.
I love date nights.
Who doesn't like date
with
nights?
With the children.
Eating no yogurt, children.
Yogurt.
Zero children.
Zero
no children.
Have you guys heard that commercial on the radio?
No.
It's the Go-Gurt commercials where I swear to God it's a black woman narrating it. And she's shooting on all these white moms.
What is she saying?
I forget. It's like, you go, Sharon. You know you be
feeding
your kids mac and cheese from the microwave.
Oh, my gosh.
And
don't even get me started on freaking
for dessert.
Microwave macaroni and cheese.
You get that, Sharon.
Don't get us started on Go-Gurt. That's very bad for you and your kids. So.
Vetiva. What is it called?
Vetiva.
Velveeta. Or even...
Is that a Vetiva?
You can fight me. If you think that Kraft macaroni or Velveeta are real mac and cheese, then comment down below.
I'm sorry. Y'all need to relax.
Comment down below so I can block you.
Y'all need to relax, okay? Okay.
Just kidding. I won't block you. We need as many viewers as we can. Just, you know, change. Do
no,
better.
No, don't change.
Do better.
If you like I can't say it.
Yeah, see, because it's garbage. it doesn't belong in the mouth.
It makes it cheesy.
It's
not even cheese.
Yeah, but I don't like just the plain noodles.
My name is Nathaniel.
That's not cool.
I lied to you.
How many people think Brenton looks like Yo Gabba Gabba?
Where the fuck did that come from?
What's his name? DJ Rex?
DJ Rex.
You know what? Who said that shit at camp? Who said that shit? Who was that?
I can't remember who said that. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
But he does, so.
Should we shout out Camp Tata Pochin?
No. Oh. Okay. God damn it.
Brenton once said that they were contaminated. What did you say?
Stop talking. Okay, don't. Stop.
No, yeah, the macaroni in the house is contaminated.
Yeah, it's the macaroni in the house is contaminated.
That's why it's contaminated. Throw it in the trash.
You gotta pee.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Rain's going to excuse herself for a moment. We're just going to continue talking without her.
What are we going to talk about, though?
Nothing.
You're
going
to go to the bathroom.
I kind of want to hold it.
Make sure you wash your hands first.
I kind of want to hold it. I don't believe in that.
Are you sure you can hold it? It's not good to hold your pee and you're a woman.
I wash my hands afterwards. Why would I wash my hands first to go pee?
That you don't want bacteria in your pussy.
I don't wipe with my hands, though. Do you have to say the fewer?
I wipe with my hands. What's toilet paper?
Right. Use your hands. Go the natural. Go the natural way.
Right.
Natural.
I just drip dry. I shake a little.
Like, no. I used to like a dog.
She has a penis.
Yeah.
She shakes a little. Just give a little shake.
That's not true.
Good.
I'm lying. That's gross. I use toilet paper. I use napkins. Paper towels.
Paper towels.
Tissue?
Just regular towels.
I would throw them away.
We have money like that to just buy towels to use the restroom.
You guys remember that song?
Yeah, I do. That was my jam.
We fly high
in high school.
No lie, and you notice.
Balling.
Everybody was supposed to join in on that part, but no one
outside.
Did. Except Brenton.
It's like showbiz.
What you say?
Balling. I said everyone was supposed to join in. No one did except you. Yeah.
I said it first, though, so...
You guys, my child
but you didn't
crying.
Say it.
Yeah, but you
time.
Didn't say it when I...
It was supposed to be...
It's too late
Fair
now,
enough.
And it's too late.
Well,
we can't go back.
Put your mic down. Go get your child.
I think she's quiet now.
Faith
she's
is
good.
Screaming at us
no,
right
she's,
now.
She's just having a good time. She's enjoying time with Papa and Mama.
She's trying
no,
to sleep.
Mama, not
Papa and Nana? Playing Sudoku. Sudoku.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, she probably just wants attention and she's not getting it.
Who wants to get in a burping contest with me?
No,
can you comment below?
I don't really know how
contest.
To make myself burp like how some people do.
You swallow air and then you let it out.
You need a soda.
You need a soda.
Yeah, see, I can't.
You need a soda.
Yeah, I can only do it with drinks, sodas.
Soda?
I've only
soda.
Been drinking simply soda. Apple juice.
Yeah.
And
country
that's,
spec.
Soda. That's making soda. Me pretty burpy. I drank half a gallon.
She's about to be on the toilet tonight, you guys.
We're looking at the jug right now. She's not joking. Let's hold it up. It might be more than half. Yeah. Truly.
This is not even a gallon, though. It's only
I just finished 1.8 quarts. I could try.
Which is, I don't know how many gallons.
It's almost half a gallon.
I breastfeed, and I might have to step away to feed my child for a second.
We already told you to step away.
Breastfeeding, you guys, for any mothers out there or soon-to-be mothers, make sure you breastfeed. It's very natural and healthy for your child.
But if you can't breastfeed, don't feel bad about yourself. And just as long as your child is healthy.
If you can't breastfeed... I don't believe you, okay? Just keep trying and believe in yourself, okay? Because the first 3 days, I couldn't either, but I did not give up.
Yeah, whip that titty out and give it to your baby. Yeah, whip it out
and try, because you know what? Breastfeeding is natural, so there's no such thing as not being able to breastfeed.
I feel like there's probably some such thing.
I don't think so.
I still haven't given up hope.
Whose beliefs?
As many times as I've tried, it still hasn't happened.
What about, hold on, wait. What about women with breast cancer?
Women with breast cancer. What
about women with breast implants?
Yeah.
I've read that some women with breast implants can breastfeed.
The doctor
breastfeeding is natural. It comes out of your body. When I get my breast implants,
and if I ever have a child one day, I'm gonna get bigger boobs. I want to have like a.
You guys,
I want to have like.
You don't know what's happening right now.
Yeah, if you guys seen her teeth,
it's not important.
You talking about getting another breast job?
Yeah, I want to be an X.
It makes a lot of sense.
I want to be a fucking X.
Is that even a size?
You would die.
Yes, that's a size. They go all the way to Z.
I don't think they make bras for them.
They gotta do what they gotta 100%. Do, you guys. I'm
what do
sure.
they do?
Our cousin used to wear an L.
What kind of shirts do you wear?
Well, one.
You don't.
You're actually just on the bed all the time.
Crazy nipple.
You gotta wear a goddamn sheet. Like you gotta wear a sheet as your bra.
That's really sad.
We're not talking about them. We're just saying they got big tatas, and when they can't, you know.
Tata is my brother.
No,
okay. No, he's not.
His he's also is, booby.
He's expired.
That's true.
Why your mama name you after titties?
Why? Nicknames.
You got Tata.
Yeah,
and boobies.
Tata, booby. Chi Chi.
Maybe you are supposed to
titty boy.
Produce milk out
breast
your titties.
Milk.
Breast milk.
Come here, little breast milk.
She calls me breast milk because I'm white.
Yeah.
I'm very light. For all you ladies out there, I'm light skinned. So.
Light skin actually isn't what's in anymore. Nope. I feel like everyone's out to dark skins now.
Rain clearly doesn't know what she's talking about. But
I mean, you've never talked to a light skinned
person.
Actually,
I don't discriminate against color.
You
like
have
some
never
people.
Talked to a light skinned person.
I haven't, but I'm just saying, I feel like more people are talking about dark skins.
I like how
skins.
She says that she doesn't discriminate, but she's never talked to a light skinned
person.
That's
not my fault that's not what's came. My way, actually, Marquise was pretty light skinned.
Marquise is not light skinned.
Yeah, he was.
We don't need job names.
You're right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Nigger boy was pretty light skinned.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Going there. What? No, he was not light skinned though.
He was.
When I first met him, he was
darker than me.
He was lighter than me.
No way.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Marquise was not lighter.
He
was
not lighter than
in the face,
you.
He was.
No, what? You're drunk.
Not at all.
You guys are tripping.
She's crazy.
She's
I was the one
drunk.
That was with him every single day, but we're not going to talk about this
okay,
right now.
Yeah, she's drunk. Right. No.
You guys, everyone Rain. In this room is Rain. Retarded.
Rain is high off crack right
no,
now.
No, everyone in this room.
Use that word.
Really high.
Sorry, everyone in this room is slow as heck. Is that better?
Yes.
Anyways, ladies, actually, don't actually hit me up. I'm focusing on me right now. That's
why do we revert this?
I just wanted.
Ain't
no
nobody
applications.
Hitting you up.
I'm single.
Nobody's hitting
and I'm not ready to mingle.
We don't have no applications for neither one of you.
Exactly. I'm just saying, though.
I still don't have applications.
Rain's still
interested. I'm
so.
Not me.
Are you taking off?
I don't know. She keeps
switching up.
Why don't you go check on her? Here, I'll put out.
Yeah. We just.
Anyways. Why don't you just stand it up?
I don't know. She's going to lay the microphone down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we still, honestly though, like I feel like it, never mind. I don't even know why I was going to bring it up. I was going to talk about the fact that we haven't talked about stupid song lyrics yet. And
because we don't have any actual songs to talk about. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just pretty much all the bullshit that's on the radio lately. None of it is real. Like Frank Ocean's album, I don't hear none of that shit on the radio. And it was a great album. I mean, I guess you really can't
tunnel
play anything
vision?
On his.
How many people know that song?
We're not talking about television. We're talking about his latest album.
That's a banger.
I said Tunnel Vision, not
that's
television.
That's not his latest album.
I'm talking. That's Kodak Black.
Okay.
Not Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean. He's that new country singer.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean. Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that in the background, but Serena is the best. No, that was fine. That was perfect, actually. Feck it. We're done talking about that. Let's talk about movies. Specifically Hocus Pocus.
Hocus.
Because I want to go watch it right now.
You see, look, I just gave heaven. No one wants to talk about
question.
That.
So I really want to know, do you have to wait, if it's a seasonal movie, like a movie that's supposed to be watched during Halloween or Christmas, do you have to wait until that season to watch it? Or can you just watch it? Because I watch Hocus Pocus on a regular basis. At the very least, once a month.
That's true.
Sometimes twice a week.
Anyone who doesn't believe that is very. I walked in on her yesterday, actually.
Yeah, I was watching it.
Watching Hocus Pocus. This is a common occasion.
Yeah, it's because it's such a great movie.
But yes, you have to wait until Halloween to watch that movie.
But why though?
It's a classic Halloween movie. You can't watch it out of season. No.
But if you think about it, when it came out in 1993, when it was in theaters, it came out in the summer.
Why?
I don't know. That's why it did so badly in theaters, actually, because it came out in the summer.
But now it's a classic.
Yeah, now it's like a cult following.
Yeah, only
people in cults watch. I'm in a cult.
It's Heaven's favorite movie.
Well, you are a witch.
I am. I am a witch.
With a B in the front. No. Yeah, a witch.
A voyage? Because you got a penis?
Witch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make you a warlock.
Warlock. I'm a wizard. Yo, wizard heaven.
This might sound terrible in the beginning because I had the thing on the wrong setting.
Wow. Should we restart?
Well, you're a joke.
You smoking dope?
We've only been to 100 bars.
We are 40 minutes in. We are not about to restart.
Oh, 40 minutes.
Because as soon as we're done doing this, I'm going to go watch Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
Nope, sorry. Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus?
Yeah, she's into wizardry, clearly.
The fuck are you looking at?
The ghost.
Oh.
Brenton's Christmas going past. Through something right now.
Yeah, he's like staring at the wall.
I've been going through shit. So, I mean, that's... It
tell us about it.
I'll be
remember,
going through changes.
Remember, this is a psychological test.
No, the fuck this is not. I have my personal podcast for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you were trying to...
I want to start a personal podcast. Yeah. I'll be dropping that next week so you guys will know.
What's that?
My podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be called Tea Time with Ty.
Tea Time with Ty. Exactly. Wow. I told you already?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think your first topic should be white bitches.
White bitches.
Wow.
Yeah. White bitches. Because you had a white bitch before.
Like a couple, few.
You had a couple white bitches before.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Diamond.
Diamond.
She was a diamond.
What was the other one's name?
It wasn't Tyson. Tyson was a gray bitch.
No, yeah.
Tyson.
Tyson was a boy dog, so he wasn't.
Diamond. Oh, Brownie.
No, Brownie was brown.
Brown, yeah.
She's a brown bitch.
Legend.
How did I forget my own
dog's name? Why was her name Legend?
Because she was a legend.
She was a freaking legend.
You should have saw her.
She was like, okay.
She was a freak.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck were you doing with the dog?
I'm just saying she was a freak.
I actually walked in on that one time.
We don't talk about that.
We won't talk about that, though. We won't want Brenton to go to jail. That's illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Huh?
Fuck you guys. I didn't do shit with no dogs.
We don't want to.
We don't know.
Next time. I didn't do anything with no dogs.
We're not animals, Brenton.
Stop it. Stop.
Are you sure? Jam. I know.
Y'all
we
chill?
Understand.
Chill.
It's okay.
I didn't do anything with no damn animals. Yes, I'm not into that shit. I don't do shit like that.
You sound like OJ.
Can y'all stop, please? Okay. Make you sound like a fucking weirdo.
Well.
Stop talking.
Making you out to sound like one. All right.
You're on drugs.
I am.
Yes. Where's the weed at?
It's legal here now, so don't fight me. Try to make me sound like a criminal.
Where's your immigrant at?
My immigrant. <Damn it>.
That's not legal.
I don't have any.
Honestly, what kind of American are you if you don't have an immigrant?
Yeah.
A pet immigrant.
A pet immigrant.
America.
To cut your grass.
Oh my God.
We
didn't
went. But you did say it.
I'm not involving myself in that part
I'm not
of the
involved
conversation.
In that either. I don't know what that was about.
Hey, Serena's here.
We have another guest
Everyone,
speaker.
Say hi to Serena.
We're hopping on a beat after this podcast, by the way, so we'll be dropping that as well.
Oh, yeah.
For you guys to hear.
There you go.
I'm actually kind of excited.
Hi, Serena. So how are you today? Here.
I am excellent.
Here's the mic.
How about yourself?
Here's the mic. Go.
She said, "I'm excellent. How about yourself?" In case you didn't hear her.
You just have to talk louder if you're not going to.
No, you have to hold it because it needs to project your voice in the mic. No, it's not going to work for me.
If you can sit it down, You just have to talk louder.
I'm loud naturally.
So what's going on, girl?
That shouldn't be an issue. I'm kidding.
How you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay.
Hanging in there.
Brenton's having a stroke. We mentioned this voice earlier. If someone sounds like that, they're probably having a stroke.
I'm uncomfortable. I'm going to go back in the room.
No, so what you been up to? No.
Nothing exciting. Working.
Where you work at?
Nope. Don't say that.
I don't mind.
Oh, okay.
I am a proud Amazonian. I work at Amazon. It's not exciting.
Those work hours. Now everyone knows, though, that you're not a stripper because Brenton did say in the first podcast that you might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only
because you work
first,
like late hours and you come like in the morning. So technically, we really didn't know.
Okay,
what
I don't
doing.
Actually work at Amazon. I guess my secret's out.
You a strip? You
Amazon
a stripper?
Amazon is the name of the club.
What's your stripper name?
That's cute. That's a cute nickname.
I don't know. I like that.
Wow.
It's discreet. It's really discreet.
It is.
Yeah. Oh. Like, you a stripper? What's your name? I don't know.
What?
Like, huh?
Exotic.
It works.
Exotic.
Yo, when we turn it up again? We told everybody we're having a party.
Why do you act like you're about that life, though? You're not.
Excuse me.
We're going to be at Margarita Rocks on Friday,
what
so anyone
that?
That wants to meet us there,
what is
come
Margarita
through.
Rocks?
It's the same place we went. I don't know if you went.
He probably didn't go. Oh, what was it called?
The
Oasis.
Club
Oasis. First Arena.
Oh,
we
were there?
The club out here.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. We came. Yeah. Yeah, we went to that.
It's rebranded under new management. And
my hair
wow.
is freaking nuts.
And now it's called Club Margarita?
Oh,
Margarita Rocks. I have a short attention span. Like, that shit.
That's why we're not
recording. You
and me both. Yeah, Heaven said something about, what's the paint thing you said in Rancho? It's purple.
Purple easel.
I kid you not. She said it, and like 5 seconds later, you said purple Rancho?
I'm so
like,
sorry.
No, that's not what I said. I said purple easel.
Brenton doesn't listen, though.
You said purple easel, right?
Yes, purple
okay,
easel.
Okay, I got it right this time. That's really disgusting.
No, sometimes it's feedback.
What the fuck is
wow.
wrong with y'all?
Sorry, it was
so
the couch.
A lot of feedback.
It might be this couch,
me.
Honestly. I mean, these...
It's the couch. I wasn't burping. He wasn't farting. Like, when you... Oh, see, look.
There we go.
Stop passing gas, Heaven. Are you queefing?
Oh, wow. Oh, this is an X-rated podcast. Sorry.
It is explicit all the time.
So
I try
X-rated.
So
we
hard.
We
don't
talk next rated.
Oh, then why
yeah,
am
it's
I
off
here?
The charts.
I
oh,
try
we can
so
talk
hard.
About sex.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
I mean,
that's next rated.
Though. Sure, let's talk about sex. Let's talk about
sex.
Sex,
baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about bubbles
in
the tub.
I think that it's really awkward
talk
to
about
have...
I don't know the words.
I think it's really awkward to have the brother and sister singing that song to
no,
each
we
other.
No, we weren't singing
each other.
We're
just singing.
We're singing,
singing
they
are,
together,
we're
not
they
to
were,
each other.
They were looking at each other as they were singing the song.
We're trying to get on the same page because we didn't want
listen,
to sing the
okay,
wrong verse.
At least we're not fecking dogs.
I don't
what's
fuck
wrong
at all.
With that?
Nothing. Whoa.
That's your jam. No, that's not. Your jam.
I don't fuck dogs. I don't fuck dogs.
All right.
All right.
Nope.
All right.
I guess.
I don't fuck no goddamn puppies.
Wow.
So, what about sex? Did you have a question?
Yeah, what is it?
What is sex? Sex
no.
is when...
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Oh my God. Sex is when...
this would two, come up when I
sex
walk
is when
in the
two
room.
Minds, they connect with each other.
Oh, wow. That's
yes.
nice.
That's
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah. On an intellectual
sex.
Level.
Yeah, well, that's
you know,
it.
You get all the fireworks happening.
No, that's
your,
foreplay.
And your penis and your vagina. And then your brain starts doing all this weird shit. It's like... Lick me, and you know.
What?
You
Brenton
licking,
likes licking brains.
Then you start licking the forehead.
No.
Okay, you lick the forehead first, and you go in for the eyeballs.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, you got to spit in the mouth.
Nibble
oh,
on,
really
nibble on the eyeballs.
You spit in the mouth, and then you slap them across the face really
this,
hard,
this
and then that's it.
Great.
That's sex.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's how I was
that
told.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah. It hurts. It hurts
first.
A lot.
The
yeah.
first time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First
yeah,
time.
They say that. I've heard.
Yeah.
They say if it doesn't hurt, you're not doing it right.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or
no.
No. I was told if no one's bleeding, then you're doing it wrong.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why you have to get the butcher knife before you start.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out.
You gotta have a lot of blood. Make some superficial cuts. That lets you know it's moist and
on
it's
the arms
good to go.
And legs.
Lemon juice on
lemon
top.
Juice?
Top it off with lemon juice. Vegas. Let those cuts burn.
Vegas.
It'll come to you.
What happened Vegas? In Vegas?
Never mind.
Story time.
No.
It was a moist Sunday afternoon.
Oh my God.
Every Sunday afternoon is moist.
It was a gushing moist Sunday afternoon. There was blood everywhere.
I remember it like it was yesterday. It was actually yesterday.
It was yesterday.
What's up?
That was a good time. Those Vegas strips were a good time.
Bacon strips?
Those bacon strips were
good. Who doesn't love a good bacon
what
strip?
What
was
that?
Christmas?
Your dumb cat. I've never heard her meow. I just heard her hiss.
Oh, so this is Anthony.
Uh-oh. Yeah, go upstairs with your dad.
Close your mouth, cat.
She's yawning. Okay, stop looking at the cats.
Oh, sorry.
They're fascinating.
They are. Animals are fascinating. Brenton, we know what you're trying to do. Leave the cats
Shut
alone.
Shut the fuck up. Don't fuck animals.
Fuck them.
Don't fuck animals. I don't fuck them little puppies. It's going to be a tagline. I don't fuck little puppies.
That's the name of the podcast right there.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Put that on a shirt, Jake Paul.
What?
Wow.
You really bastard.
Fuck puppies.
Oh. I don't fuck
puppies. Okay.
Yeah, fuck bitches get money.
Yeah. Mm. That's what that means. Always
other
than my girls.
So savage.
Yeah.
Oh my
god.
Yeah. Who knew? Wow.
We should make a shirt and say fuck puppies get money.
No.
and then use the proceeds to bail ourselves out of jail.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Why would we be in jail? We're not fucking puppies.
That's illegal.
It's a slogan. We could
oh,
donate
we're just saying
to
we do.
PETA.
Oh, okay.
Donate the money to PETA.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking puppies.
No.
Oh.
They save the puppies.
Oh.
And save then the they puppies. Fuck the puppies.
Yeah. Save the bees. Oh, okay, wait. Let's touch on that real quick. This is very serious, okay?
Bees are dying and
they're
we need
endangered.
Them for everything.
Okay. That's all. Just don't kill them.
Bees. Also, the Great Barrier Reef is
Black and
dead.
Yellow.
The Great Barrier
wow.
Reef.
We've gotten really political.
Wow. We have. Let's not.
Octopus-y.
The grass is always greener.
We're not political.
Oh.
On the other so side. We're not. Greenhouse gases.
Exactly.
Other important topics.
Hot warming of the globe.
The war in Iraq.
Hot warming of the globe.
Yeah.
Global warming.
Yep. North
hot
Korea.
Head Donald Trump.
Oh.
Donald Trump
has a hot head.
Mm-hmm. Trump Towers.
We're gonna get blocked on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because he's a bitch.
My eye hurts.
He won't add us though.
Yeah. He won't.
At fuck. Donald Trump.
Fuck that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's a song, right?
No.
No.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck Donald Trump. That's
fuck Donald
yeah, there
Trump.
You go.
Hey, we could
play. Oh, it's Whoop That Trick.
Yeah,
that was that. You're
thinking
that was
of that movie
Hustle
with Terrell and Tawad.
Yeah, why are they always acting together?
They're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Can you?
I'm just kidding. They're not boyfriend and girlfriend. I was joking.
They might be together. Can you turn that off?
Woke up one morning, heard this weird ass motherfucker talking out the side of his neck.
Talking out the side of
his
neck.
Neck?
Me and all my peoples. He always thought he was straight.
Oh, shit.
He's gay?
Influential motherfucker when it came to the business.
Oh, who are you talking about?
But now,
what's
since
on?
We know how you really
this
feel,
this how we
this
feel.
This how we feel. Fuck Donald Trump.
Hey. Oh,
okay.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah. Hey, fuck Donald Trump. All right, we cool off of that.
Wow. That was, YG made a visit.
That's a good song.
But for
wow.
real.
Special
hashtag,
guest YG, there we go.
Hashtag fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Hashtag fuck Betsy DeVos. Hashtag
fuck money, get school.
Fuck money, get school?
I don't know. Education? What's the...
Fuck education. Education costs too much.
It does cost a lot.
Why it costs so
read
much?
Read a book. Read my book. Coming out on iTunes.
Wow. We still plugging.
You gotta put all the plugs in.
All the plugs. That sounds good.
That's
dirty.
How you make sure things are charged.
How many plugs you put in until it's enough?
Until it's at 100%.
Ooh. That sounds like it hurts.
I was trying to burp. It didn't come out.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Make sure you drink your water.
Drink
your water. That's very important. And
drink your tequila.
No. That's more important.
Drink your water, okay? You gotta stay hydrated. It's hot as fuck out here in California.
Tequila is very refreshing. Mix it with some orange juice if you want a little extra vitamin C. And then call me in the morning and we could go get a tequila sunrise together before we go to the wine and painting.
Are you sure you're not a budding alcoholic?
I'm pretty sure I said in the last, in the first video, first podcast that I was a budding alcoholic.
No, you said that you were.
I said I was just kidding.
I'm
still just kidding. I'm not an alcoholic.
We're fuck going Donald
to,
Trump.
We're going to Margarita Rocks on Friday.
A Margarita Rocks? Fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Yes. We're going
it's
there.
It's the Catalina wine mixer.
It's a California
wine. We're going to have
God
a good
damn it.
Time.
How does it happen? I just said it.
Yeah, you suck.
I do.
So, Margarita Rocks in Rancho. Meet us there. I'll be there. Serena will be there.
We're actually going right after this.
We're going right now.
We're going right now?
It's
gotta end this.
I hope it's karaoke tonight because I went to karaoke on Friday. On Monday, all right,
you guys. And it fuck was puppies. Get money. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck the what?
Macintosh.
Macintosh?
Apples. Mm-hmm. They're gross.
No. You know, ever since Steve Jobs died, that company has gone to shit.
Oh, I was talking about the actual fruit.
Oh. Is there a fruit Macintosh?
Mm. Yeah, it's an apple.
Mm.
That's where they got the name.
That's wonderful.
Macintosh apple?
Are you guys joking or are you serious? I don't know.
I know Gala apples and Granny Smith.
I don't know about a Macintosh apple.
You've never heard of a Macintosh apple?
No, I have never heard of a Macintosh apple.
Wait, you're serious?
Actually.
Whoa.
Enlighten us.
What's it look like?
It looks like a Gala or a Fuji.
Yeah, you're lying.
Oh, so it's pointless. Okay.
Yeah, she's fucking lying.
I mean, all apples...
You're a
all apples
liar.
Are hybrids, so
you're a hybrid. We're moving on.
I say your mama's a hybrid.
Which
she
is actually.
She is actually.
She's black and Mexican.
Yeah.
And Native American.
And you're a hybrid.
That's
as well.
That's
and
a.
Gorgeous.
She's pretty.
I don't look at her looks like that. She's a mom.
I love moms. You're trying to say she's unless you're beautiful? A mom, then yes, I am on the market. But everyone else,
we're
love moms, especially white moms.
Drink your water. Holla. Drink your water. Okay, drink your water. Until next time. This is commas and periods with Brenton and Heaven.
Right as we're wrapping it up, like condoms, because remember, like
we
said,
don't do that.
Make sure you wear one.
You wear
if
condoms.
You're not
it's
trying to have a baby
on your forehead.
And that's why she has child. That's why she has child.
Speaking of wrapping it up,
that's why she has a child.
That's why she has a child. Okay.
It's 2017, guys. Come on now.
Wrap it up. Be safe. Don't get no STDs. Fuck.
Oh yeah.
STDs. Get education.
Get education.
Preach. Holler at me.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. We'll see you guys next time.
Wait, I wasn't done with the conversation.